conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
0214460567 on the WhatsApp line and 0725671567. Some people with blood-related diseases such as leukemia, aplastic anemia and other rare genetic disorders reach a point where their only chance of survival is to receive a blood stem cell transplant from a donor with the same tissue type. But the chances of finding such a person is actually 1 in 100,000. And of course, you know, can only happen if people choose to sign up onto the national database as donors. To find out more about this, we're joined by Alana James, Executive Director, DKMS Africa, formerly known as the Sunflower Fund. Very good afternoon to you, Alana, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having us back.
What exactly is stem cell donation, Alana?
The stem cell donation, as you mentioned, is for when a patient is in need of a stem cell transplant as their only chance of survival. We rely on a matching stem cell donor. And so it's really you as a living human donating additional stem cells to a patient in need, without surgery, without anesthetic, and with almost no pain. And I think that's something we always try and reiterate as often as possible to register as a donor. It's something that you definitely do whilst you are still alive and willing to help another patient in need.
Mm. Run us through the process of stem cell donation if somebody wants to sign up, because a lot of people, you know, feel that it's one of those things that I'll do it tomorrow, or it's, you know, it's like blood donation. I'll do it when it's needed. Run us through the actual process. What happens when somebody walks in and says, this is what I would like to do? And how long are those stem cells kept for?
Sure. So the registration process is really simple. So once you've decided this is something you're going to do, you can register on our DKMS Africa website. It's an online form, and we will then send you a swab kit, which is really three sort of like cotton swabs, and you swab the inside of your cheek, and then we have those collected from you. And that's it. We then send those swabs off to our labs where we will run a DNA test, and that DNA information is what we store on our registry. And once we've done that, you are now considered a registered donor on our system. And then doctors with patients in desperate need of a donor would be searching our registry on a daily basis, and they do these searches globally. And the search is done through the genetic information of their patient. They will then find this super rare match on our system, and we will then give you a call to say you are a potential match for a patient. We will then do a medical, and only from that point is the process of actually donating your stem cells done. And even the donation, it's quite a simple process. We do a medical and a blood test. That's to ensure that you definitely are the right matching donor, and also that it's safe for you to donate and safe for the patient to receive your donated stem cells. You then receive 5 days of a growth hormone injection, which is really just to increase your body's own production of stem cells. It doesn't do anything else, and there are no severe side effects at all. After the 5 days of the growth hormone injection, you've now overproduced stem cells, which means you've got enough for yourself and enough to donate. You will then go in and physically donate yourself. It is such a simple process. There's a needle that goes into one arm. The blood will go into a machine where your stem cells are separated out into a bag, and all the rest of your blood that is not stem cells will go back into your other arm. So you don't lose any blood volume. There's no surgery. There's no anesthetic. And you can leave straight after the procedure. And once you're done, that bag of stem cells is then immediately taken to where the patient is and transfused into the patient.
Chatting this afternoon and finding out more about stem cell donation, we're chatting to Alana James, Executive Director of DKMS, formerly known as the Sunflower Foundation. Alana, very often people don't believe something unless you start relating a story, unless you give them a bit of a narrative. So if you allow me, I will, for instance, just read a little bit about the story that we have in front of us. It's been said that at hard times, it's said that hard times do not create heroes, but it is during hard times that the heroes within us are revealed. And when it became clear that a blood stem cell transplant would give his father a second chance at life after being diagnosed with a chronic lymphatic leukemia, Kuda decided to become his father's hero at a time when he needed it most. When the 34-year-old received a letter from the doctor saying that he was a possible match for his father, he was excited because he knew he had a chance of helping his father. And I was deeply glad to help him, he says, as I watched this disease take its toll on him. I wish I could do more for this man. I love him so much. In that moment, I realized I could. Those were his words.
Yeah.
Are these the stories, the basic stories of, and what I want to probably get through to is, if we are finding it difficult for people to actually become stem cell donors, once they listen to stories like this where a success story of a son giving the stem cells and donating stem cells for his father in order to give his father eventually a better life, are these the stories that are coming out?
So, they absolutely are the stories. And I think, we're always very happy to help another human. But when we can relate, it makes the decision even easier. And in Kuda's instance, I mean, what an amazing story. But, the chances of having a family match, a sibling match, is so slim. It's 25%. And the fact that if your son is a match or a sibling, a son is a match to a parent, it's even more rare. So in Kuda's case, we do not see this often. It is not often that a child would be a perfect donor for a parent, or even a parent a perfect donor for a child. If you are lucky enough to have a sibling, a brother or a sister, the chances of them being a match for a patient is only 25%. So this case of Kuda, not only is it an amazing one because he got to give his father a second chance at life, it's also an amazing one because the statistics are just not there for this type of match. So for 75% of the patients out there, they need an unrelated donor. So they need a stranger to register and be that life-saving match for their family member. So, as Kuda even says in his story, he knew nothing about stem cell donation until his father was diagnosed. And that's only when he learned about it and agreed to become a donor. So for many patients out there, their family members are so desperate for every single person who's able to do so to register, because they're not lucky enough to have a match in the family.
How do we start encouraging, and how do we start working on this by encouraging people to become stem cell donors?
I think it's twofold. And I mean, I love our relationship with Cape Talk, because a few times you've said you've done your part because you're creating the education. And that is the key part. We need to just create the awareness for people on how easy it is to register as a stem cell donor and how simple the process is to actually donate your stem cell. So that's the first thing. And the second most important thing is actually to just register. We can answer all your questions, but register as a donor. It is an easy process. The donation process is simple, and you're giving somebody a second chance at life. And I always feel that, if that was one of my family members and I couldn't help them, wouldn't I wish that there was a stranger out there who would have registered and been able to help them? And so when we're in that situation, we want to have available donors to help every single patient. And that is why our mission at DKMS Africa is to grow the registry as large and diverse as possible, so that every patient, especially those who are not lucky enough to have a family member as a match, can find a life-saving match and have a second chance at life.
0214460567 if you'd love to join the conversation. And on the WhatsApp line, it's on 0725671567. We are chatting to Alana James, the Executive Director at DKMS Africa, where you can actually register for stem cell donations. One or two of the WhatsApps coming off the line this afternoon, Alana. Hi, baby umbilical cord is full of stem cells. Can't they freeze them instead of throwing the umbilical cords away? And comes from Rita.
So yes, there is a program that does do umbilical cord donation, or cord blood donation as we call it. It is an incredibly expensive process, and there are places that do it. Very few, but there definitely are. And one of the biggest challenges we have is that the number of stem cells are quite small. So especially for a larger child or an adult, they often need two of those cord blood donations. And it's already an incredible challenge to get the right genetic match for the first time. So that's not something we do. We do not do cord bloods, but there definitely are some cord blood banks globally that can also assist with that.
Whenever I see a question like this coming up, I always think of myself, because the people always know that, you know, this is an autopsy setting here, so they keep on asking this question. What is the age limit involved, you know, when giving donations, stem cell donations? Is there a particular age limit? And are there other criteria, you know, involved with people who have comorbidities and people who have certain illnesses? What are the criteria for actually donating stem cells?
So on the age question, between the ages of 18 and 60 is when you would remain on the registry up until 60, and we recruit donors up until the age of 55. So if you're between 18 and 55, you can register with us, and you will then stay on the registry until you are 60 years old. The other criteria is obviously that you are healthy, you consider yourself to be healthy. We do have some medical criteria that you will see as part of the exclusion list, but our team is always happy to assist if anybody has any questions, whether they have something that would potentially exclude them from registering. And for me, the most important criteria is that you are willing to save the life of anybody in need, because, you know, you won't know when you register who your stem cells might match. So it's, you know, just being healthy between ages of 18 and 55 and the willingness to give somebody a second chance at life.
Mm. They say count your blessings once, and in this case, I think if you're a stem cell donator, you can count your blessings twice. Another WhatsApp message coming off the line: what about donors on blood pressure, cholesterol, and anxiety medication? Can we donate and cannot just go off the meds, however? So is there a possibility that they were able to donate?
So many of those are able to become stem cell donors. We do have a medical team, because we do take it on a case-by-case basis, and we also engage with your physician. So we do require you to go off certain medication for just the period of that donation process, and your doctors will tell you whether that is safe or not. So for any of those criteria, you can have a look at our website, or you can call into our toll-free support numbers, or pop us a message on one of our social media platforms, and we can actually engage with your case directly.
Mm. Another WhatsApp message coming off the WhatsApp line, an 0725671567. If you have any questions or queries, or you just want to find out more about stem cell donation, we're chatting to Alana James, who's the Executive Director at DKMS Africa. I've got this one here, and then we'll play the voice note. Alana, this one says, I'm going for HSCT stem cell transplant very soon. I'm using my own stem cells. It is a therapy to treat my MS.
Yes. So that's very much so. The process that person will go under is actually the same process that a donor would go under. The only difference here is that with some disease types, you can use your own stem cells, and those stem cells can then be reinfused for your treatment. So in this instance, this caller or the person on your WhatsApp line, they will be using their own stem cells. For all of our patients, they are unable to use their own stem cells, and therefore they require the donation of an unrelated donor stem cell.
Alana James chatting to us about stem cell donation. If you have done this or if you're going to do this, you can give us a call on 0214460567 or send us a WhatsApp to 0725671567. Alana, here's somebody who's just registered.
Hi guys, Neil from Belgium, just registered, was quick and easy, literally 2 minutes, not even. Yeah, and obviously the next step is by email or call, whatever, but glad to do it, and yeah, I think that everyone should be motivated to do that.
Thank you so much for that. He's just registered, and that's amazing.
Congratulations and thank you so much. That is, I'm always just so excited when people register, because not only is it the potential of another life-saving match for a patient, but for me it's the greatest encouragement to encourage others to follow the same suit and register. So thank you so much and thanks for sharing that with us.
Mm. The process, it's not a painful process. I think we have spoken about this and you've explained exactly how the process works. Can you donate more than once?
No, so once you have been, because the chances of this match is so rare, and I mean, you mentioned it in the very beginning, it's 1 in 100,000 really, that to find multiple matches is quite a challenge. So once you have been a match for a patient, you are then unavailable for other patients as well. On the rare occasion that you might be asked to donate a second time, it's generally for the same patient that maybe needs a top-up treatment, but we would never ask a donor to donate for multiple patients.
Where are the stem cells then kept? Because you mentioned initially at the beginning that, you know, you've got a global system for stem cell matches. How is it kept? How is it stored?
Sure. So we don't store the actual stem cell. So when you register, it's a cheek swab. And once we've done the genetic test and we've got the results, we store that results on our global databases. And so we don't actually keep necessarily your sample of your cheek swab. We only then collect the stem cells out of your blood when you are called to be a donor. Those stem cells are not stored. So once you've donated, the moment your donation is completed, that bag of stem cells that you've just donated will go directly to the patient. Most times, I mean, the patient is generally not in the same hospital. It's generally a different hospital, or sometimes the patient or the donor is an international one, in which case the stem cells will then be flown to whichever hospital the patient would be at.
Chatting to Alana James this afternoon. Alana is the Executive Director of DKMS Africa. Thank you so much for your time.